Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist and a past mental health specialist. You can find my blog on www.yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com. That is your mind, YOURMIND, howtouseit.blogspot.com. And you can check out my website at thehypnosisqueen.com. If you can add on /main.php, if you want to avoid the squeeze page of putting in your email address and your name, you can do that. You can find my CDs on Amazon or on CD Baby. That is cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, and also on CD Baby, that is CD as in compact disc, cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage, and that is SAVAGE. Okay, we are in the middle of a 12-week program to learn how to master the mind to be, to do, or have anything that you really, really want. And as Bob Proctor explains very clearly, why you must do before you can be, and you must be before you can have. Everything in your world, circumstances, your events, health, relationships, finances, starts within you. It starts inside of you. You are in control of your conscious thoughts. Your world around you is a mere reflection of your inner world. The thoughts that you think and what you focus on manifest into your life and the world around you. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It is universal law. Now, if you did not catch the segment on universal laws, I strongly urge you to go back to the segment where I talk about universal laws. And in this program here, I specifically pointed out there are actually 12 major universal laws, and then there are many other laws, universal laws. However, there are 7 universal laws that you need to understand to make improvements in your life and apply them. And on these 7 universal laws, we talked about the law of forgiveness, the law of believing and knowing, the law of attraction, the law of deliberate creation is also there under the law of attraction, the law of gratitude, the law of abundance, the law of allowing, the law of cause and effect. Okay. Whether you believe it or not, it really doesn't matter. It is universal law, and universal laws work for you all the time. They work for everyone in the entire universe all the time. So if you missed that segment on universal laws, go back and listen to it. However, the law of attraction is the most powerful universal law in the universe, and it works for everyone all the time, without error, without fail. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve every single time, guaranteed. If you just take some time out here and just focus on, think back, and I want you to remember just a couple of your greatest achievements, whatever they are. A couple of your absolute greatest achievements that you're so proud of, that you have something to show for it, or some achievement, or something you won, or whatever it is. But did you get it because you had money? Did you get it because you're intelligent? Did you get it because you had the education, the talents, the skills, or the family background, or whatever? Or was it because you got it because of determination? Because in your mind, you conceived it, you believed it, and you were determined to achieve it. It wasn't a matter of if you could or would, it was only a matter of how and when. And when you put that into your mind and you do believe it's attainable, that you can achieve it, and it's something that you want really, really badly, which means you have a burning desire. You think about it a lot. You think about it every day. You think about it all the time. And you are so determined to have it, to be it, to do it, to get it, whatever the goal is, you will finally get there. If you don't give up and you still really want it, the universe will bring it to you. Some of you may have seen the movie called The Secret. It's a very good movie. But it doesn't go into detail just about how to make it work for you and why it won't work if you do certain things. And I've had people say, well, I watched that and I tried it and it didn't work for me. It didn't work. Well, what it doesn't explain the things that you cannot do, which reverses everything that you're trying to do. And some of the things that I'm going to talk about here is exactly what it is that you can't do. Because when you have a desire to achieve something or something that you really, really want, it can't be that you want it, but you're focused on the lack of it. It's like, I want a new car. It can't be that, and that's a positive goal. But it can't be, I want a new car because my old one is so broken down, I'm afraid mine's going to break down before I get my new car. My old car is so bad. And it's always because of the lack of, or I want a new car because mine is broken. I want a new car because I need one because my other one's so bad. My other one's cost me a fortune. You know, there you're really focusing on the lack of, and so you're going to get more of it. Now, I've given you exercises that I've asked you to do, and there's been quite a few exercises, and if there is something here that you really, really want, you're going to do these exercises, you're going to apply them, and if you didn't get those, go back to the previous segments, bring up my programs, you will see on my homepage, bring them up, and you, on the archive, you can replay any segments that I have done, because they're all recorded. Okay, let's review them again, just very quickly. But if you don't take the initiative to do this, it's not something that you really are wanting or to make any changes very badly. But if you have something you really, really want, then you're going to do this. First of all, according to the universal law of forgiveness, you have to forgive anyone and everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. You know what? If you don't want to, you're not going to be able to move forward, because if you want to hold on to grudges and hate and ill will towards other people, then the only one that's really going to be hurt by it is you. And if you hold on to those negative feelings and emotions, hate and grudge and anger long enough, it will equal cancer. When you hate someone, it is like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person will get sick. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. And when you do forgive someone for any harm or pain that they've caused you, that is when you start to heal. When you start to heal, you will feel it. There is a sensation, a feeling of peace that will come over you, a feeling of joy, a feeling of contentment, but you will feel it. And when you do, you will be able to move forward, I mean, the warp speed in what it is that you want. You cannot hold on to all these negative feelings and emotions and think that the universe is going to bring you a life of love and peace and harmony and abundance in every good way. So if you really want to help yourself, then start forgiving other people for any harm or pain that they caused you. People make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. We are not perfect. If we were, our name would be Jesus. So forgive. Just try it for 60 or 90 days and see how it works out for you. Once you forgive others, anyone and everyone that's ever caused you any harm or pain, then I want you to forgive yourself. For example, if your name is John, just simply say, John, I love you. John, I'm sorry. John, please forgive me. John, thank you. Talk to yourself as if you're a third person. And when you say it, don't just say, John, I love you. John, I'm sorry. John, please forgive me. John, thank you. Say it as if you mean it with all your heart. And if you don't even sound like or feel like you say it as if you mean it with all your heart, keep repeating it until you can get enough emotion in there and feel it to where you really do mean it. It will work miracles for you. It will help you to heal. It will help you become a better person. It will bring you peace. It will bring you love and harmony in your life. It will bring you the things that you really want. But again, you cannot move forward and live a life that you really desire when you're holding on to all these negative feelings, because whatever feelings, thoughts, and words that you're speaking, thinking, and feeling, if there's only two kinds of emotions. There's emotions that are good, and there are emotions that are bad. So if you're feeling and thinking and speaking all these negative emotions, then that is creating, literally creating negative energy. Your thoughts, your words go out into the universe, into the space, penetrates and permeates all space around you. Your thoughts travel 250,000 miles through space. Oddly enough, science has actually proven that. So when you create this negative energy, we are all energy. We are like human magnets. And when you put out that negative energy, it goes out and attracts like energy, which brings back to you. And if you think and feel and act negative enough for long enough, you'll become one big human crap magnet. And you will just create all kinds of problems in your life for yourself. And it is still true, you reap what you sow. And someone said to me, all this hate going on around them, they said, I did not create all this hate. But you know, to hear the whole story, that's not what I was hearing, because between the lines, there was a whole lot of thinking and feeling of hate for other people, for other reasons. So you're attracting a lot of like energy. Whether you believe it or not, whether you think it or not, is true. Guaranteed. You attract like energy. So if you think and you feel and you act positive and you speak positive words and you act positive and you can let go of all those negative emotions and forgive everyone and just make up your mind to be happy and start feeling good, you have good emotions, and those good emotions will create positive energy, which again, goes out, works just the same, goes out into the universe, permeates, penetrates all space and time, and attracts like energy, which brings you back good, positive energy. So, if you really want to get your life in harmony with the universe, then you need to start really focusing on positive feelings. One of the things that you can do when you first wake up in the morning, to start your day off, which your first hour of each day actually is kind of sets precedence for the entire day, that when you get up, if you just simply take a few minutes to just think about the things or just make a list and write down the things that you're grateful for, that you're thankful for, that you appreciate, if you start your day with gratitude, it will change your entire demeanor. It will change your attitude. It will change all your feelings within yourself. You will sense it. You will feel it. It works like a miracle every single time. So if you want to change your mood, start by just focusing for a few minutes on what it is that you're grateful for. And if you really want to make big leaps fast in life in making good positive changes, then I strongly suggest that you try to find all through the day as many things as you possibly can, what you're grateful for, what you're thankful for, what you appreciate, who you appreciate. And the more you do that, the more positive energy that you're putting out, the better you will feel and the more positive energy you will attract to you, and you will meet your goals and your desires so much faster. You can really speed things up here by simply doing that. Be grateful the sun's shining. Be grateful that you have eyes. Be grateful that you can walk and talk. Be grateful for your health, for your family, for your friends. Be grateful that you have skills and abilities to do the things that you do. Because there are so much. There is so much to be grateful for. And if you take the time out to start concentrating on focusing on it, you're going to find that miracles will happen in your life. Now, we're going to learn, what we're going to try to teach you here is how to master the mind. And in order to master the mind and become into harmony with the universe, then you're going to learn how to reach your goals and your desires and how to manifest into your life what it is that you want. Instead of living by default, thinking, you know what, I'll take the good or the bad or indifferent, you know, I'll just take whatever is rolled out to me. I'm okay with that. Or, you know what, if you are, that's fine. Then you're living by default. But you were once a non-physical being that was pure energy that came into this world, into the body that you're now living. And you are the co-creator of your life. You are either, you are the captain of your soul. You are the creator of your life. Or you can close your eyes and go through life and live by default and just take whatever is dealt out to you and hope that you can survive it the best that you can. But the first and most important thing that you do need to do is to get rid of as much negativity in your life as you possibly can. Cut out all the negative people in your life who bring you down, talk down to you, make you feel very badly. Take inventory of all those people that you spend time with, people that you talk to, people that you hang around. And notice that after you're around them, is that most of the time that after you're around them, you feel bad, you feel down, you feel depressed, or angry, or hurt, then you need to get away from them. And if there's somebody that makes you feel good or makes you feel better, or you feel content and you feel joy after being around them, those are people that you need to be around. If they're optimistic, then they're good people to be around. But people who bring you down and make you feel hurt, depressed, sad, or bad anyway, the negative feelings, just try to be busy and just stay away from them and not have anything to do with them for at least 30, 60 days until you get your life in order here. You will never be 100% immune to all negativity in the world, but you can certainly cut it way, way down to where you can get in control of your own life. So cut out as much negativity out of your life as you can. It may be people. The first time that I ever did that, and I come to realize I took inventory of the people. I was going through divorce. I was very, very depressed. And I took inventory of all the people, and I started paying attention. I made notes of after I talked to them, did they bring me down, they make me sad, they hurt my feelings, make me feel worse. I started cutting them out of my life. And unfortunately, it was most of my relatives and a lot of my friends. So I took a whole shift in life in who I actually spent time with and talking to. And I find myself every now and then doing inventory, doing that again, and I find that these people are not doing me any good at all. So it might be people. It might be your TV. You know, are you so in tune to the news and TV and the murders and the horror shows and all that? If you are, that's a lot of negativity input. And when you watch TV, be careful. TV has a lot of really good things on it, a lot of things to learn from. It has a lot of good information. But it also has a lot of very negative information, which the input is negative to you, which causes you worries and fears, depression, concern. So is the news really doing you any good? When you watch the news and all the things that's happening in the world, is this stuff that you really need to know that's going to make a difference in your life? Because if it doesn't have something to do with your work, something that you have to know, then cut it out 30, 60, 90 days. Cut out the news, the newspapers, the horror shows, the murders, anything on TV that instills fear and worry, depression, concerns. Cut it out. Same thing with newspapers and stuff that you read. Try to read and watch positive stuff that makes you feel good. You know, inspirational stuff. There's, if you don't know what to read or you don't know what is good that would inspire you, enlighten you, go to my blog, yourmindhowtouseit.blogspot.com, and I have a recommended list of readings. I have everything in there from Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, You Were Born Rich by Bob Proctor, The Power of the Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. So I have a long list on there. Your Best Life Now by Joel Osteen, one of my favorites. Go to the blog, my blog, and get a list in there and start reading some good positive stuff that makes you feel better, that makes you feel joy and contentment. Another thing that you can do, wear a rubber band, a simple little rubber band on the wrist, and snap it every time you have a negative thought or speak a negative word, and that breaks the bad habit of speaking and thinking negatively. And by the way, always be sure that you tell everyone around you while you're wearing that rubber band, so just in case you forget to snap it, if you say anything negative, they'll snap it for you. Now snap it hard. But it does break the habit, the bad habit of negative thinking and negative talking. So I would strongly urge you that if you're still having a problem with controlling your negative thoughts and words, wear the rubber band. Okay, you get what you think about whether you want it or not, per the universal law of attraction. The universal law of attraction doesn't stop and say, whoa, I don't think that's a very good thought for you to be thinking. Instead, it attracts to you, that universal law attracts to you whatever it is that you think about. You know, many people want things, mostly good health, because health is really the most important thing. Is it not? If your health is really poor, you have bad health, does anything else really matter? So people want things, mostly good health and more money, better relationships, and so on. But instead of being focused on what it is that they want, they're mostly focusing on the lack of what they want. As I give you the example on the car. So you try to be positive, and you're thinking that you're being positive, so you're saying, I want more money. But what you're really focused on, wanting more money, is because you don't have enough to pay your bills. So what you're really focusing on is the lack of, and what you get is more of it, more lack of not having enough money to pay the bills, right? Someone asked me, emailed and asked, how do I know what it is I'm really attracting then? I'm trying to say, well, I want this, but yeah, then that mind just pops into my head because, yeah, I don't have enough money to pay that bill, whatever. Well, there's one sure way to know what it is that you're attracting by simply doing this. Remember I asked you to write on a piece of paper, to take out a piece of paper and write out your goals, your wants and your desires, whatever it is. But also, when you're doing this, writing it out helps you to really focus and slows that thinking process down where it's going into the alpha state of mind. But when you're thinking about what it is that you want, check your emotions. Because remember I told you there are only really two emotions. One are emotions that feel good, and two, emotions that feel bad. So when you're focused on what it is that you want, do you feel joy and excitement? Do you see the end result and seeing having it or doing it or whatever it is that it is? But if your emotions are bad, when worry and fear sets in, then you're really focusing on the lack of it, like not having enough money to pay those bills. So you need to check your emotions. Now, how do you get away from focusing on the lack of and raising up that vibration? Because we are all energy. We all vibrate at different levels. What you need to do is focus on the good energy. Focus on what it is you want. So I strongly advise you, this is what you do. Take out a sheet of paper and write across the top, I want. Now, if it's money that you want, let's say I want X amount of dollars now. Next, write, I don't know how I have X amount of dollars now. I only know I do now, and I'm fulfilled. So write out, I want, and if you want to put more value into this, then print it in all capital letters, which gives it more power and it gives it more value. I want X amount of dollars, the number of dollars that you actually need for whatever reasons that you need it for, but I want X amount of dollars. You know, maybe I want $1,000. Maybe you want $100,000. Maybe you want $3 million. I don't know. But you put the amount in there. I want X amount of dollars. Then you write, I don't know how I have X amount of dollars now. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. When you write, I don't know how I have, whatever your goal is, when you write, I don't know how I have, that takes out all the worry. It takes out all the doubt. That leaves it up to the universe and helps you to simply focus on what it is that you do want and not on the lack of that you, what you don't have that you want. So you write, I only know, I don't know how I have X amount of dollars now. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. When you write, I only know I do now, you are confirming that you have it. And then the universe, the space that is around you is not blank space. It is energy that is literally forming people's desires and goals, whatever it is that they want. Next, I want you to write out the sentence, the reasons I want, and then whatever amount of money that you want, the reasons I want. And here is where you list the exact reasons that you really want this. Now, you might need to pull out your bills, or you might have a picture of something that it is that you want to buy or something that you really need to purchase. But here is where you list the reasons that you want it. Now, if you don't really have any real reasons why you really want this, then it's nothing more than a wish or a hope, and wishes never manifest. It's just not going to be. Wishes are 50-50, you know, whether you do or you don't. You might not, but most likely you won't get it. So if you document the reasons why you really want it, pull out your bills and start listing, I want X amount of dollars to pay so-and-so off. I want X amount of dollars to make my car payment. I want X amount of dollars to pay my doctor bills. You know, you just list all the reasons here, the reasons you want this. List every reason that you want it, and simply let your thoughts flow and write it down. Just sit down in a very relaxed state. Sit down, relax, with paper and pencil, and just write it out. Let the thoughts flow, and whatever comes to mind, write it out. But keep it only on the positive side. You might write, the reasons I want X amount of dollars so I can take a vacation that I've longed to have with my family. Okay, you're going to write all the reasons why you want it. Next, you'll write the reasons I think I can have this. The reasons I think I can have this, or the reasons I believe I can have this. We're taking, remember again, what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. The reasons I believe I can have X amount of dollars, I am worthy. I'm a good person. I expect it. I really like that one. I expect it. I want it. The reasons that you believe that you can have this is because I am working harder and harder every day, and the universe will bring me back. I reap what I sow. Whatever comes to mind, write it down. The reasons that you believe that you can have X. And you need to be in a positive mode of thinking, believing that this money is coming to you. So instead of worrying about your bills and feeling depressed and worried and fear of what will happen if you don't pay your bills, you don't think like that. Again, that is focusing on the lack of. You just keep a very positive mindset. Just pretend that it's going to happen no matter what. Know it, believe it. However you want to believe it, that a genie appeared before you and said, yes, your wish is my command, and you have it. Now, here is something that you can do for finances. This is something that you can do. Just do this, and it will pull the energy of money to come to you. And this I have done myself, and it is amazing. It's simple, it's easy, but it's amazing. Oh, by the way, you need to understand something about money here. Money is not really real. When you come to understand money, this is going to make this exercise so much easier. 96% of all money is not real. Money is a symbol and represents numbers and only numbers. That's it. Money is a symbol, and it represents numbers of what you have. Only 4% of the money is actually printed that we use. You write a check with numbers. You deposit it into the bank account with numbers, a piece of paper with numbers. You use your credit card. You swipe it. It prints out numbers. You charge numbers. You pay your bills on a piece of paper by writing out, I promise to pay this number for this bill to this creditor. You get paid with a check with numbers. You sell something and they say, I'll send the money into your checking account with electronic deposit. Your checking account shows numbers. Your savings account shows numbers. Your bill just prints out and shows numbers. Only 4% of all the money in the world is actually printed. When you come to realize this, that we pay and have and do everything with money based on writing out numbers, printing numbers, then you're going to realize it's so much easier to manipulate money than you ever thought imaginable. Most banks keep very little actual cash money on hand. We use numbers to pay, which we write out, right? Okay. Here's an exercise that you can do. It's very simple and it's very easy and it's so fun and it will raise your vibration. It will give you joy and excitement, and it will make the universe, it will manipulate the energy of money to have the universe bring you money. It works every time. Okay, if you have like an old checking account, some checks lying around that you don't use anymore, you have a book of checks with a blank check register, and you can do this simply just on a notebook piece of paper if you want to, but if you can find an old blank checkbook register, you can even get one from the bank. Pick one up from the bank and tell them you just need to register for your checking account because you don't have anything to write your checks out or to register your checks on. Just a blank check register and a book of checks maybe from an old checking account you don't use anymore. Unused checks. And I'm talking about unused checks, not canceled checks, but blank unused checks. Okay, you get it out, and this is what I want you to do. In your check register, put the book together in a bank checkbook, and in the check register, start out and in the deposit column, put a deposit. You can even write deposit from the universe, and over in the deposit column, write $1,000, whatever you're comfortable with. In the deposit column, write $1,000. Then, in that register, write out the next check that you have in your checkbook, and I want you to spend that $1,000. Spend every single dime of it, even if it's down to where you're paying bills or typing to the church or giving something away, writing out a check for somebody's birthday or whatever it is, but spend all the money. The next day, I want you to increase that deposit amount, maybe double it. If you're not comfortable with doubling it, then make it $1,500 or $2,000, but I would do $2,000. Write in the deposit column, $2,000. And then again, spend the money. And what you're doing is you're thinking of having this money. You're thinking of spending this money and how you would spend it. Now, when I did this, I actually wrote out checks to people that I would actually pay or give or pay bills, whatever. And miraculously, that money came. Almost like it dropped out of the sky. Next thing I know, it's like, oh, somebody offered me this huge amount of money for something that I had that I didn't even want. So I was like, wow. So what you're doing is you're pulling that energy of money from the universe to come to you. So all you have to do is just use that register, and you will find so much joy. And it's like when you get done spending that $1,000 the first day, it's like you can't wait till the next day. You're going to get $2,000. And you're going to have so much fun spending it. And you're going to think about all the things that you can do. If you don't have a check register, you can simply use a notebook, but you have and make your own deposit column, your own check column, and record each day. And you'll have to literally sit down and think about how you're going to spend it. And write out who you would pay, how much. But what I want you to notice is your feelings, how you feel when you do this. It is phenomenal. You will be excited. You're going to be excited to be able to spend this money, even though you know it's not really real. You're going to forget all about that. You will forget it. You won't even think about it. When you have $1,000 or $2,000 each day, I'm advising you to double that amount of money. So the next day you have $4,000, and the next day you have $8,000, the next day you have $16,000, and you're going to have to think more and more. It's going to be a mental challenge on how you're going to spend the money. But you're going to find that it gets easier and easier. And the more easier you find to spend the money, the more excited that you get, you're going to find that people will come into your life out of nowhere to help you. People will come to you. Money will come to you in the most unusual, mysterious ways, but it will come. But you're going to have to sit and think about how you're going to spend that money. Each day, you deposit, take a few minutes to deposit that money into your universal account, and then spend all the money that you just deposited. It's phenomenal. It also will really slow down or stop those negative thoughts and worries and fears for the lack of money. It'll take it all away. But you will find that you will feel it. Okay, we're going to have to kind of hurry here. Okay, here's an example to improve your health. To improve your health, if you're sick, I don't care what it is that you have, what disease or illness or anything else. To achieve perfect health, no matter how sick you are, you can absolutely, positively, guaranteed, scientifically proven that you can achieve perfect health against all medical evidence. First of all, in order to improve your health and to achieve perfect health, no matter how sick you are, no matter what illness you have, no matter what disease, no matter if the doctors tell you that there's no way you're going to make it, first of all, what you have to do is you have to have a burning desire to want to get better. You have to really, really, really want it. You have to think about it all the time. You have to be thinking how you're going to get well, that you're not, it's not about if you're going to get well. You're going to think about what you're going to do when you are better, when you are well. You're going to have that burning desire that you want it so badly that you can't stop thinking about how it is that you're going to get well. Second of all, in order to achieve perfect health, you have to stop thinking about and talking about your illness and sickness and your health problems. And I know that sounds very hard for some of you, especially when your health is the main issue of your life. But for the next 90 days, for at least 90 days, think and speak as if you are getting better and better and healthier every day. Just pretend. Make it a game of pretend and have everyone around you speak as if you are getting better and stronger and healthier every day. Advise them to talk about how much better and stronger you're getting, no matter what. When people around you, when you are sick and people around you are saying things like, oh, you're not doing so good, you don't look so good, you don't look good at all, you're really sick, we need to start making arrangements for your funeral and when you passed on. You know what? That person is not ever going to get better. You cannot get better when you have people around you telling you how sick and bad you look, and talking so negatively. However, if you yourself pretend that you're better and better every day, and you use affirmations, and you use your own self-hypnosis, the power of the mind is so phenomenal and so powerful that you have everything within you to heal yourself. You have the state-of-the-art pharmacy within you to heal your body. It is a proven, known fact that no matter how sick a person is, they can achieve perfect health if you use your mind, if you want to get better, if you strive every day to get better, you're going to achieve it. If you use affirmations, for example, you can use an affirmation like every day in every way, I'm getting better and better and healthier and stronger. And at first, you might even say it very weakly as if you don't mean it. I'm getting better and better and stronger and healthier. Well, that doesn't sound very positive. There's not much passion there, but you know what? You might have a hard time even sounding like you even mean it in your mind or in your words. It's coming out of you. But if you say that more and more, it's going to go into that super conscious mind of yours, that into the alpha, the theta, that what you might know as the subconscious mind. And when it does, you're going to start feeling it. And when you feel it, which you can do this in a few minutes, or it might take a few days, or it might take a couple of weeks. But if you keep saying it and you keep thinking it, then you will believe it. And when you believe it, you will feel it. And when you feel it, it will come to be. Meaning, even if all medical science and medical evidence tells you you can't and you won't get better, there are what we call medical miracles. And medical miracles will prove that you can and you will get better. And you can even take the sickest person and achieve perfect health. Medical miracles have proven it. Again, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. And if you say, yes, I can say I want to get better, and I will get better, but I don't believe it. Well, you know what? If you keep repeating that over and over and over and over and over and fill your idle mind with that, with some affirmations, some good positive healing affirmations, by simply repeating them, you can trick that super conscious mind of yours into believing it. So if your mind can conceive and believe it, then what happens? Automatically, the third step is you will achieve it. So again, you have the state of the art pharmacy within you. You have all you need within you now. As Tony Robbins says, all I need is within me now. And that's true. That's an absolute fact. If your mind can conceive it and believe it, and the part of believing it is by repetition, you might use the affirmation, every day in every way, I am getting better and better, stronger and stronger, and healthier. Say it with passion. If those around you, your spouse or your family, if they really want you to get well, they will support you in this. They will not speak the negative words to you. Even if they do, you can still override it and you can overcome it. But it will be harder and it will take a little longer. So advise your family and your friends and your spouse or whoever that is around you, the people around you, ask them that you want to play a pretend game and that you want them to pretend that you are getting miraculously better every day and that you want them to talk about it and speak about how much better they're getting. There is a lot of power in this. Just ask them that you just want to do this, just play a pretend game for a while, and ask them to keep it up and do it. Ask them for their support. Now, even if they won't do it, you know, of course you're always going to have that negative person says, you know what, that's not reality, and you are sick, and you are going to die. You might as well face the facts. Well, you know what, it doesn't matter if you do have some people that are talking very negatively about that. You can still override it by simply using your positive affirmations. Practice those affirmations, even if you only do it for a few minutes a day, several times a day, you can and will get better. Here are some of the affirmations that have worked miracles for people who had no hope, that achieved perfect health. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better, stronger and stronger, and healthier. Every day, in every way, I am getting healthier and healthier, and stronger, and better and better. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better, stronger and stronger, and healthier. Another affirmation is, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. Again, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. Universal law works every time, absolutely guaranteed. Guaranteed. Meaning your conscious thoughts conceive, you're getting better and healthier and stronger, better and better every day. You put that thought into your mind, write it down if it helps. Write it down. There's more power in writing it down. Write it down. Use your affirmations to fill your thoughts with affirmations when you go to bed and as you're waking up. Use those affirmations to fill that idle mind, to put yourself to sleep until you find yourself saying it when you wake up in the morning. If you're having a hard time comprehending all this, as it may be complex in a sense to understand, it is really very easy for anyone to do. So if all this overwhelms you, simply apply the exercises that I've suggested, or in other words, just do it. And stop concerning yourself about how all this works and why does it work. Just do it. Start by controlling your conscious thoughts, eliminating the negative stuff out of your life. Focus on your desired results, not how you're going to get there, not where it's going to come from, just the end results, because it'll just come. Somehow, some way, don't concern yourself about how it comes. Just focus on your desired results. And if you're not clear about your goals or your desires, simply writing it all down will really help clarify what may be confusing now. But when you write down your goals, you'll finally get it down to just simply, to start with, when you're new at this, do not do more than two goals. Write down two goals and work on achieving those two goals before you add any other goals. No more than two goals. Write them out on a piece of paper. Write it out in caps. I want. Focus on what it is that you want. And you'll do this very slowly. And when you do this and you write this out, you'll focus on it. You'll go into the alpha state, which goes into the subconscious mind, which we now call the super consciousness. You'll focus on it for at least 68 seconds. Write, I want blank, whatever it is your goal or desire is. And then write, I don't know how I have. I only know that I do now, and I am fulfilled. Again, to give it more power, more value, write it all out in capital letters. Then write out the reasons I want this. List your reasons why you want it. Next, write the reasons I believe I can have this. Just take a few minutes a day to focus on your goals, seeing the end results in a nice, relaxed, meditative state, and this sends it out into the universe, which attracts it back to you. And we're running out of time here, so we're going to have to go. And I will talk to you again next week. And if you want to get some hypnosis CDs, which will actually help you to reach your goals so much faster, one of them that is very, very good if you want to increase your finances. If you want more money, then one of the CDs I have is Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. You can go find that at cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage. It will help you tremendously. If it's health that you're concerned about, again, go to cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage, and that's CherylJSavage. Go to there and you can get Achieve Perfect Health and General Healing of Health Problems. If you have any questions, you want to email me, if you need any help, email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. thehypnosis@aol.com. And thank you for joining us.